Democrat election lawyer, Russia hoaxer Mark Elias leaves Perkins Coie ahead of Durham report. By Joel B. Polak on August 22, 2021. Democrat election lawyer Mark Elias, a key figure in the Russia collusion hoax, has parted ways with the Perkins Coie law firm ahead of the anticipated release of special counsel John Durham's report into the origins of the Russia inquiry. Elias led Democrats' efforts to change the voting rules in the 2020 presidential election, and also spearheaded efforts to overturn election results in close congressional races, including a New York race where he questioned voting machines. In 2016, Elias was the attorney at Perkins Coie who arranged for the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, DNC, to hire the Fusion GPS opposition research firm, a fact hidden in federal election filings. The Washington Post exposed Elias's involvement, despite his past denials, in an October 2017 investigative report. The Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee helped fund research that resulted in a now-famous dossier containing allegations about President Trump's connections to Russia and possible coordination between his campaign and the Kremlin, people familiar with the matter said. Mark Elias, a lawyer representing the Clinton campaign and the DNC, retained Fusion GPS, a Washington firm, to conduct the research. After that, Fusion GPS hired dossier author Christopher Steele, a former British intelligence officer with ties to the FBI and the U.S. intelligence community, according to those people, who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Steele's dossier ended up in the hands of the FBI, and was used to obtain a warrant from the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, court to spy on Trump aide Carter Page, though the agency concealed the political origins of the dossier, and misled the FISA court and warrant renewal applications after the FBI knew the dossier had been discredited. Earlier this month, it was reported that Durham was presenting evidence to a grand jury for possible criminal prosecution. He is preparing a lengthy report expected to be completed in the coming months, according to the Wall Street Journal. In an announcement Sunday, Elias did not mention the Durham investigation, but said that he was leaving Perkins Coie with 11 partners and 3 counsel to form his own new election law firm, Elias Law Group LLP. Perkins Coie, noted for its long history of representing Democrats, will continue its corporate political activities practice, Elias's release said. Constitutional law scholar Jonathan Turley, who has followed Elias closely, called his departure significant Sunday, as it came before the release of the John Durham report. It is not yet clear whether that report will be made public. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.